this book actually grew out of a sort of an idea that you had that told the exact same story, but was told with black and white photographs. And so she worked with this existing preliminary review copy in order to create the book. And I think that Claudia did a really beautiful job in illustrating this, and the fact that, Alfredo, when you were younger, it shows sort of a very bright, colorful atmosphere in La Ceja. But yet when it was time for you to begin that journey to the United States, the colors are more muted and they're darker because of the journeys that you're making into, you know, making this unknown, treacherous journey that you're making into the United States. And then the colors brighten up again towards the end when you reunite with your family. Does it feel like it was like that for you when you were at home? The colors seemed brighter, and then you were moving and it was a little darker, and then it brightened up again at the end.
Yeah, it's exactly just like that. That's how I feel, and that's how I felt at that time.
And so the back of the book is actually also really interesting, because the story ends with you reuniting with your family, but yet there's almost like a tutorial in the back of the book where parents can read to their children, or the children of the reading on their own. They can learn a little bit more about the background. Why do people want to leave their country in order to come live in another one? What is immigration? Why is this part of the United States still so heavily Hispanic? It goes over very briefly, you know, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, where a good chunk of Mexico was handed over to the United States.
I thought this was an important story that every child should know. So it was very important to us that there be some learning knowledge put in the back of the book to relate to the story about Coyote, about the immigration, about Reagan, things like that.
And I love the fact, Alfredo, that there are pictures, actual pictures of you and your extended family, you today in there, and pictures of your family, so they can actually, readers can actually see, yes, these are real people, and this is what they're doing now.
Yeah, exactly, because this is a real story, and this happened, and everything is real. This is a good story, and I love my life that I've had, and I want to share with everybody.
Do you ever get a chance to go back to La Ceja?
I do from time to time. I even took Debbie, and everything was really nice over there, and we had a good time.